Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for the next hour, we're featuring some great songs from a five-month period from January to May of 1968. This half hour will focus on the first 3 months, January through March. We'll hear from Shorty Long, The Four Tops, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Chuck Jackson, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Jimmy Ruffin, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, Diana Ross and the Supremes, and the Isley Brothers. All coming up in the next half hour as we feature some great songs from January to March of 1968.
Oh, Fallon.
A Motown memory from Glass 9, the Pips. That was the end of the road. They reached number 15 in the United States pop charts and number 5 in the United States rhythm and blues charts. Before that, the Four Tops, a pretty song, Walk Away Renee. They reached number 14 in the pop charts and 15 in the rhythm and blues charts in the United States. And we started with Shorty Long. His greatest hit was Here Come the Judge, but this song was called Night for Last. It reached number 75 in the pop charts and number 42 in the rhythm and blues charts. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this half hour, we're featuring all songs that were recorded and released between January and March of 1968. Well, coming up, an artist that you probably haven't heard of, but a great artist nonetheless on the Motown record label, Chuck Jackson. Well, Chuck was born July 22, 1937, and he was one of the first artists to record material by Burt Bacharach and Hal David successfully. He has performed with moderate success since 1961. He was born in Latta, South Carolina, but he was raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Well, he was a member of the Dell Vikings between 1957 and 1959, and after leaving them, he was discovered by a fellow by the name of Luther Dixon when he opened for soul legend Jackie Wilson at the Apollo Theater. Well, here he is. You can't let the boy overpower the man in you. Chuck Jackson, right here on Motown.
Now, don't you know my daddy told me right from the start. Said, listen. Said, no matter how old the man is, he's partly a boy in his heart. Now, you'd be surprised at the things you do now that you're still. Surprise!
Memories with Tom Fallon.
Say Forever My Love, reaching number 77 on the pop charts of 1968. Before that, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles from 68, If You Can Wait, reaching number 11 on the pop charts and number 3 in the rhythm and blues charts. And we started with Chuck Wilson, You Can't Let the Boy Overpower the Man in You, number 94 on the pop charts. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs released during the first quarter of 1968. Well, coming up, a classic song in Bobby Taylor and the Vancouver's most famous song, Does Your Mama Know About Me? But Bobby Taylor and the Vancouver's were a British Columbia artist signed to Motown Records in the late 1960s, and they only had one top 30 hit, which is the song Coming Up. As a producer and solo artist, Bobby Taylor contributed to several other soul recordings, both inside and outside of Motown. Bobby is most notable for discovering and mentoring the Jackson 5, and Tommy Chung was a member of Bobby Taylor and the Vancouver's, the great comedian, before he became famous as a comedian. Well, Bobby was born February 18, 1934 in Washington, D.C., and was raised in Washington. As a young man, he moved to New York City, and he sang in doo-wop groups with singers who later joined successful acts, such as Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, and Little Anthony and the Imperials. In 1958, he began his musical career as a member of the Four Pharaohs, who released a few locally selling recordings in the Columbus, Ohio area. Well, in 1965, Supremes members Mary Wilson and Florence Ballard heard Bobby Taylor of the Vancouver's, whose repertoire consisted primarily of Motown covers at the Elegant Parlor in Vancouver, and they alerted Motown founder and CEO Berry Gordy, and Berry bought the Vancouver's to Motown Records in Detroit. Here is Does Your Mama Know About Me, right here on Motown Records.
does he think the usual way? Maybe I shouldn't worry, but I've been through this before, and I'd like to get things straight before I'm knocking on your door. Accept the burdens I know will surely come your way. Maybe I shouldn't worry, but I've been through this before, and I'd like to get things straight before I'm knocking on your door. Every day I see it grow, and I don't want to let it go. I guess that's why I gotta know. Does your mama know about me?
Does your mama know about me? Does your mama know about me?
Tom Fallon plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories. Memories, the home of Motown Memories. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Brothers with a great song made more famous by the Doobie Brothers. That was Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While. That went all the way up to 121 on the United States pop charts, but a respectable number 22 in the United States rhythm and blues charts from 1968. Before that, Diana Ross and Supremes' Forever Came Today. That only reached number 28 on the pop charts, not considered successful from the Supremes standards point of view, but it did reach number 17 on the United States rhythm and blues charts. And we start with Bobby Taylor and the Vancouver's Does Your Mama Know About Me, number 29 on the pop charts and number 5 on the rhythm and blues charts. Well, this half hour features some great songs from January to March of 1968. Coming up after the break, we'll pick it up in March and go to May of 1968. So keep it right here on Motown Memphis.